Hello and welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's Gareth and Gia. This week on the Obsessed Podcast, we've got a little bit of a different episode for you. We are going to break down the lost songs in today's episode, which we are going to title The Island of Lost Christmas Songs, just to keep it in with the ocean theme, which is going to happen in January. And speaking of emergence...
Garrett, I wanted it to be Island of Lost Christmas Songs because in the little cartoon movie, but that's actually so smart. I didn't even think about the ocean, but haven't you seen the cartoon claymation, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? There's the Island of Lost Christmas Toys.
I've seen some of it. I've not seen it all.
That's so funny though, because it totally plays into the ocean theme. These songs have... They've been lost in the ocean.
Yeah.
So that's actually so cute. That's perfect. This is perfect for them. This is amazing.
So we're going to wash them up and give them a little bit of justice. Okay, so getting into the Christmas songs, we're going to now discuss the Lost Island of Christmas songs. So these are songs that were recorded, written, maybe concepts, and eventually happened later or didn't happen later and just been mentioned. Maybe it was a remix, maybe it was just for a one-off movie
or one-off performance.
Yeah, and it's just floating around. It's kind of been used for something, but nothing, it doesn't really have a home. We did an episode like back in the day called The Bin, and we spoke about songs that didn't really have a home, like singles or just songs that were swirling around the internet that never actually got a proper release. And that's kind of like what we're going to do with these. There's not many, so we're just going to run through them and just discuss what we feel and break them down a little bit and just try and give them a little bit of life. And if you've not heard them, hopefully it will help you give some love for these songs. So we've decided to go from now and go backwards just because of how we feel about some of the songs. So I feel that we should start with Christmas Wrapping. And that's from 2022, last year, at the Merry Christmas to All. You were there, you saw it in the flesh. It was mainly for Monroe, but you could still hear Mariah through it. I don't know if it's Mariah's vocals all the way through. It sounds kind of like it is. So whether Monroe's there or not, Mariah's still very present. But Mariah's nowhere to be seen on stage when it's playing. How is Christmas Wrapping for you?
I don't even think that one can stay on the island. So
go back in the water. Plop.
I mean, it's I don't think that that one is like, it's just a performance. Like, it's not even like there. We don't have it as like a recorded moment. But what I mean is it was cute in the concert, like,
yeah.
But it wasn't as good as their other performance that night. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Together.
I feel that even if she was to do something with this properly, like to put it out there for people to actually like, whether it's any kind of soundtrack moment or even as a single, I feel that it's still, it wouldn't deliver. It's not Mariah, not really. Unless she was to use the chorus and redo her whole song. But then that's kind of, when you do that and sample Christmas songs, you're kind of killing the vibe. So it is what it is. It was what it was. I think it can stay there. I do have a feeling it will probably be a Merry Christmas 30 moment. I'm pretty much on the same page. I think I could leave that behind if the boat is full, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't Mariah, pretty much. Like, Mariah wasn't there. It was just Monroe. And it's not the kind of Christmas song that I typically like anyway. Like, it was just... Like, it was like the... Da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na. Like, I don't know her like that. So.
I like the Spice Girls version of it. It's very fitting with them.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Hardly dashing through the snow.
Yeah, it's good for those kind of bands, but not so much a vocalist. So we can move on to the next, which of course, again, is another mother-daughter sort of like project, Away in a Manger. How do you feel about this
one? I like this one better than the last one. I thought it was really cute to see them perform that song together with their little matching ensembles. And they were like right in front of me and they looked so cute. They looked so good. I don't think I would hate it on a Christmas album, like them doing it together, kind of like the same way. But I would like want, I know this is probably so extra, but I would want them to like Born as the King at the end, maybe at the end, and go into something a little different because it's a little bit too much of a hymn for me to be on the album. Like it's like such a hymn, you know? Yeah, it's like, it's giving like the children's choir. This is, this is the children's choir of Africa, people, but
it's giving
It's not giving the children's choir of Africa, but it's giving like a children's choir.
I don't know if you guys sing it the same as how Mariah sings it, because with the way Mariah sang it was so slow. It's like, away in a manger. And then we're like, away in a manger, no crib for a bed. So it's kind of like a nursery rhyme.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the bright sky looked down where he lay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way that Mariah did it was definitely the way that I remember hearing it around Christmas time at church. Because that's one that we would have to sing at church too. So maybe that's why it's like so... Like one of the two songs that are like the most churchy for me is like Silent Night and then Away in a Manger. And then and then it's Hark the Herald Angels Sing and then Oh Holy Night. But the Oh Holy Night that Mariah does, I think, is a little different than the Oh Holy Night that we did, a little bit maybe, but it was it's like pretty similar. But oh yeah, but that's, oh my gosh, that's why the Christmas special got me so hard the first time I watched it, because during that Silent Night, the lights were out, you know, but in their situation, the power was out. But at church, we would turn off all the lights and then light the candles and fill it all up with candles. So it was too real for me in 2020. It was way too real for me in 2020. But the 2022 performance, Away in a Manger, it was cute. It was cute. It wouldn't be at my top of the list to be like, oh my gosh, yes, we need this to come out of the ocean and come back, leave the island of lost Christmas toys. But it's cute. It's not my least liked one of them by any means. I think it's cute.
Yeah, she could hop on the end. Come on.
Yes, women and children first.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely think that's going to be used for a Merry Christmas 30 thing next year. Okay, I mean, I think this is a big one, and I think that this one is very underrated, and I still feel a little bit bitter about it, and that is Fall in Love at Christmas featuring Khalid and Kirk Franklin.
Again this Christmas time.
We've spoke about it so many times on the podcast. We spoke about it when it came out. We keep referencing it. I think it's safe to say, if I speak for both of us here collectively, I think that we are fans of this song. It is a good song. It's a slight shift in style for a Christmas song. We obviously, when it came out, we thought it was leading to something different than what it was. We thought it was going to be like a repeat of the Christmas special in 2020, and it was gonna be like a bit more in the real meaning of Christmas. But I quite liked this sort of like stripped back mellow bit from Mariah. Like, it's just a shame. It's just a one-off song that just then it's kind of slow and calm and explodes into a little burst, nothing too huge, but a little burst of gospel at the end.
Okay, but wait, hold up. I feel like this whole Island of Lost Christmas songs reminds me of a little bit of the Nightmare era, like how there are those, and some of these songs are from the Nightmare era, so let's just keep it 100. But it reminds me of those random little songs that came out, like It's Simple Love and I don't, and you know, all of those, and oh, In the Mix. And, you know, just the stuff that was like building up to Caution, you know what I mean? So yeah. I really do hope that Fall in Love at Christmas is like that last song that builds up to like something bigger for Christmas, like a third album, or something bigger for the Lambs, like another studio album. Like, it feels like she has built up to something with this song where it could be on an album, even this song and one of the remixes like she used to do for Charm Bracelet. Like, she could have the Fall in Love at Christmas full song on the album, and then at the end throw on one or two of the favorite remixes. Or, you know, if she's gonna do the Christmas 25 or Jesus 30 Christmas 30 darling, Merry Christmas 30, MC 30 again, baby. MC 30, come on, MC 30. MC 30 times two. But MC 30, this is one of those songs that has to be in the box set, girl. Yeah. And all the remixes of it are so cute. They're still good remixes. So everything that came with it too.
Yeah.
The video, and even for what it's worth, her little performance in that little special that we got was cute as well. So
I still watch that every year.
I watched it. So don't even. I haven't watched it yet.
Have you got your Christmas tree up?
Not yet. But I know I should. I should get into the decorating stuff. And I should pull out my Mariah box with all my Mariah Christmas stuff. Yeah, that's what I should do next. And maybe I should wrap some fake presents in my Mariah wrapping paper. Like I've said, I'm going to.
Don't waste it.
Yeah, I know. But it's not wasting it if I can keep them wrapped forever and then like pull them out every year, you know? So. Yeah. I don't think I'm wasting it. And you can still buy it right now. Costumes.com, Mariah wrapping paper, and those gift cards. Yeah. So free promotion, Mariah. You're not even promoting the costumes.com stuff anymore. You got all this Christmas merch all around the land.
She needs to get that on her site now, on her Amazon or wherever that's more like her. So it's all there. Like,
She should put all of these Christmas things together, because at this point, it's almost, all she needs to do is put out some decorations and some more drinks, I think, besides Black Irish. And then, and maybe even a tree, like her own tree, like a little one or a medium-sized one. Like, she needs to get a bunch of different kind of decorations.
And that would be good. That would be so good.
I know. I went on a tangent with Fall in Love at Christmas. Oh my God. Wow.
That's not even the biggest one.
Okay, girl. Okay, let's reel it back in now. So Fall in Love at Christmas, honey. So what do you feel about Fall in Love? It should be on whatever it needs to be on, right?
It needs to be somewhere on the next album. I honestly firmly believe, predicting here, and I think it's pretty obvious, we're going to get a new Christmas album before we get MC16 or any of these other three projects she's been bagging on for the last 2800 years, you know, like 10, let's say 10 years, you know. So I think like
10 years, she said she has 10 songs.
She says she has 10 songs. That's more complete than anything else that we know of right now. So I think that, well, you chuck on Fall in Love at Christmas if you're not already including it. You chuck on Away in a Manger if you're not already including it. That's 12.
Yep.
Merry Christmas 30, brand new album. Thank you very much, Mariah. But yeah, we'll get that before we get MC16, definitely.
You think so?
Yeah, I firmly believe. Yeah, if she's been working on this and she's got 10 songs, next year's not going to be recording.
I don't know, honey. Unless she starts
MC16, a regular album, maybe. But it won't be done unless they come out. They're not going to come out with it in the same year.
Girl, I mean, I think one of the smartest moves would be to put out... I don't believe this will happen at all this year. Or just to put it out there right now.
Not this year. But, it might come next year.
She needs to put out an album on Christmas Day when people are streaming her. She needs to do a surprise album.
I think that if she did a new Christmas album, it would be next year, still before any MC16 stuff. And even though this would still be a studio album, so in a way it is still an MC16, but when we say MC16, we're talking about a regular album, but it should really, because when we talk about MC16, we're including the Christmas albums. So it still is MC16.
I do not want MC16 as a Christmas album. And I was watching this guy who was reviewing all of Mariah's Christmas or Mariah's albums. And he told me, or he said in the video, he's not going to include the Christmas albums because he said most artists don't include their Christmas album in their general discography, but Mariah does. But he wasn't going to include them because most people don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's still an album that she's written and recorded. Most of it, of course, is going to be covers, as all Christmas albums are.
Yeah.
So I get why she includes it, but I also understand why people don't, because it's not their full creativity that's gone into it, even though they've created it. And you know what I mean? Like, they haven't...
Yeah.
Someone like Mariah hasn't gone and rewritten, like...
Well, Brandy, I was listening to Brandy's Christmas album, and the first song is really, really good. I like it a lot. But I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. But it's giving some of it as original sounding, which I like how Mariah has some original stuff on there. And I mean, what a banger to have All I Want for Christmas as an original song on your Christmas album, you know?
100%, especially if you've written it. Well, let's move on to the next one. This is a good one. I think it's a big one. And that's Sleigh Ride.
That is a big one, I think. It kind of has a home a little bit because it was featured on the Apple TV Plus special and the subsequent album. But I feel as though we don't really have justice for that album because, you know, there was no physical release of that album. As I've said countless times, there should be a vinyl. That cover was one of the best photos of all time of Mariah. So
I firmly agree. I feel that the only way that this song can belong is if there is a physical copy, for whatever, and obviously cater to everybody, because there are people that do stream. I think we all stream now in 2023, almost 2024, but like, we all like a physical copy.
And we don't even have Osanna on this list, but we might even be able to put Osanna the Remix on this list if we're counting.
Qualify, definitely.
Yeah, like there's no physical release of it. I know we have it on streaming and we can go to these songs whenever, but I don't know. It just doesn't hit the same. It doesn't hit the same. I liked putting my Mariah vinyls all in a little section with my Christmas albums. And it would be nice to have Sleigh Ride, Oh Santa, and even her just more recent covers of her Christmas classics, you know? And she's been dragging it out on tour. And so we know she's a fan of it, right? And I think she's going to bring it out this year because we just talked about earlier the Instagram reel. She used the music. Yeah. So I believe they're going to do it again, perform it again, I think. No spoilers, honey.
Well, I think she's always been trying to push Oh Santa as the next All I Want for Christmas Is You. Hence why when we got to 2020, she had to really make it a big moment for the special. And she knew by getting J-Hood and definitely Ariana Grande on that song that it was going to be a big moment to create that Supremes moment for Oh Santa. I mean, it was obvious. We called it in 2020, as I'm sure most people did. But yeah, it delivered.
So Sleigh Ride and Oh Santa.
Yeah, definitely let's put them both in. So moving on from that, we're going to get into some little like difficult, uncharted territory now. Dangerous waters, guys. So
wild, uncharted waters.
This is a bit of a scary moment, lambs. So we're going to start with, which I feel is the best one out of the two, The Star from 2017 for the DreamWorks movie, The Star.
I don't hate this one. I don't think it's better than Fall in Love, but I think it's definitely better than Little Snowman, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But it's good. And I've heard it a lot during Christmas time a few years ago, before All I Want hit number one. I would hear The Star. I don't know if it was because they were trying to push it more or what, but I think it was being played, you know, it was being played.
Yeah.
So I think that it could fit somewhere. I don't know how that would work, like contractually or whatever, but yeah, it would be cute. But
I mean, it is her song that she did for a soundtrack. It's not so much like When You Believe that was actually done for the movie and in the movie and sang by other people. And then it just happened that on the actual soundtrack and released as a single, there was like proper singers. This is actually her song for the movie. So she could, and she did perform it live on one of the Christmas shows she did over here when it was new.
Wait, did you see that they're remaking The Prince of Egypt?
Oh.
They're doing a live action The Prince of Egypt.
Who's gonna
and then this? Yeah, and I'm like, what are they gonna do to our song? Like, I can't have them. What if they drag out two new girls to like do that song? Like, that would be really messy, wouldn't it?
It'll be fucking Ariana and fucking Tori Kelly or something. Like, no, it'll be two not as strong vocals.
Yeah, but anyway, back to The Star.
Yeah. So this song, when it first came out, I really liked it because obviously we, at this moment, it was all a bit questionable. We got a little snowman and I thought, and then The Star came out and I was just like, I actually quite like The Star. It builds like a Mariah Carey ballad and it really takes you there. Like, thunder and rain surround you. And it's just that build of the vocals. And it's just like, oh, but then the only thing for me is that the follow the song, and then it gets into the follow that star.
Follow that star above you. Shut the world trying to break you down. There is one who waits for you, though you can't see him now. Thunder and rain surround you, but his love's just a breath away. If you follow the voice, follow the song, follow the word that makes you strong. Follow your heart, follow the light, follow the star.
It's like, oh, okay, we got a long note, but it's not a bell. You know, it's all that belting, and then there's just this long...
But something about The Star vocals gave me, like a older version, yes, of Mariah, like a original, like, I don't know if it was Daydream or what era it was, but something was giving me that nostalgia of, like, yeah, the older Mariah. Yeah. When I first heard that song, I remember when it came out, I was like, oh, okay, come on, this Star girl, The Star. And then we got a Little Snowman girl, and I was like, oh no, 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 honey. No. But I like them both now. I think that I went through my phases with both of those songs, with liking them a little bit and then not liking them because I was just so thirsty for something, you know.
Same.
But now I feel like I've made my Christmas piece with both of those songs, and I do enjoy them. I think they're not my favorites. They are definitely not my favorites, but I think that they're better than Nothing Girl, and we good. Got them when there was really not much happening. Yeah, so
well, I got chills when I first heard it, all that build, but then it come back down for that little note. Okay, but and I've really kind of put it away for a bit. Christmas, I'll play it, whatever. I give it its moment, but I'm not really fully paying attention. I'm talking about it now, and us both of us talking about like the way the vocals are and it being reminiscent of a different era, like it gave me chills again, as if like I'd heard it for the first time. Like I just thought the glory of us standing there in the desert, even though there's a wind, but there's always a wind when Mariah's there. You know, she's always wind blown. But then
well, there's a dry wind, you know, in the desert.
Then
you know?
She'd be like this. You know?
The sand. But she's glorious. The light is hitting right and the wind is hitting right.
And that dress, everything attached to that dress is just flowing and she's singing to the star. And it's just, yeah, it's a glorious song. It is a glorious song. And I really wish, you know what? This is my memoirs Christmas song. You know, how I want memoirs to be that ginger kid that everyone's like, go for it. And they become successful. The star is that. For me, it's just like, come on, the star. And it's just been put away as like an old.
Wait. Then is Fall in Love like the caution Christmas song?
I'd say so. Yeah.
Or is Sleigh Ride caution Christmas?
I mean, they both could be, but Fall in Love, definitely. Sleigh Ride is probably more like the second Christmas album.
Yeah.
I that being on there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Following on from the star, we can quickly go into Little Snowman.
Yeah, let's go into her because I know we talked about her on the last episode or one of the recent ones.
I feel like this is the Bianca song of the pilots.
The Bianca song. Well, I mean, it is kind of like she took an already existing moment and then made it the dark version, the dark haired ebony version of it, you know?
I mean, yeah, and that whole era is very, like, Bianca-possessed. What are your thoughts on Little Snowman?
I used to really not love it at all, but I think that the little Christmas dog movie we had to watch recently, she got me back into her. So
yeah.
I think I'm like I just said, I made my peace with Little Snowman and the star. So I'm cool on them. Cool. Oh, or that's a bad thing. But I like them. They're cute. They're here.
Snowman. Yeah, I was excited that we got a new up-tempo Christmas song. And I thought, oh, this song's coming, Little Snowman. And heard it. And it's like... And I thought, this is Run Rudolph. And we've said it before on this podcast, it is basically Run Run Rudolph. There's a mashup on YouTube. I've mentioned it before. You can't even tell the difference that it's a mashup. It's just, oh, it's just Little Snowman. I don't need this on any album, really, unless there's a cute remix or a collabo mashup with a like proper collabo of someone singing Run Run Rudolph with Little Snowman. I don't know how that would sound, but something else to levitate the song and make it something else instead of this, because it basically is Roman Rudolph. It works perfectly for the movie, and I believe that it can stay there.
And I think she performed it on tour a couple times on the Christmas show. I think she did. Maybe I'm tripping, but I'm pretty sure she performed the star and Little Snowman back in those.
Definitely done the star.
Yeah, she's definitely done the star. But maybe it was like during a costume change or something. But I can remember there was something going on with Little Snowman happening. But I think that it's cute on the movie. Let's keep her over there. and she, you know, she even made her way to the 25th anniversary soundtrack, I think.
She did. Yeah.
So I think she's welcome to the bundle, the Christmas box set bundle, but she's not going to be my top play.
Let me run home and put a little snowman on.
Yeah. Yeah. But she can join.
So we will move on. Now, this one's a little tricky for those that haven't heard it because it's hard to adjust, I feel. But it is a cute moment. And that's the All I Want for Christmas Is You, the So So Def remix with Jermaine Dupri and Lil Bow Wow. When this just came out, it was done in 2001, and it just sort of appeared on the greatest hits in my recollection. And I felt like, oh, what's this? And I heard all this talk, and I thought, oh, this is cute. And then we get into it, the vocals are completely different. She's re-recorded the vocals. It's a completely different song. It's just she's singing All I Want for Christmas Is You in a different way over a different backing track. At first, I thought, oh, okay, I'm not sure I like it. But I don't know why I like it. It was easy to put away because every year it was that da-dung, 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 you know, and it was always the fast-paced one all over the top. It was always that one that was favoured. It was always that one that was completely saturated everywhere like it is every year and even now. And it took me a little moment, like literally just a little moment, like not that long, probably about a month, I'll say. And then I came back to the greatest hits and I was just like, you know what? I actually really like this remix. And since... what, like maybe 2001, later on, 2001, whatever. I thought I really like this remix. It's a cute little remix. I'm glad that there is an old like process that Mariah used to do with her songs where she completely changes the song. It's the same song. You can still sing along to it because you know the original. It's just a completely different song. It doesn't really do too much vocally. She does more high notes than she does belts, but it's still okay.
And the background vocals are really good too.
There's a lot of the background vocals that are typical Mariah, especially at this time. There was a lot of that going on with her music. With All I Want for Christmas, the original one, doing so much for so long now, we kind of need some light on this one. How do you feel?
I think she could totally drag out this remix more often, but... I don't know how it would work for like a tour though, because usually she'll save All I Want for Christmas as like the big finish, you know, because it is that song, you know? So I don't think that it would be wise to like have the final song like transition into the remix or something like that, or maybe she could play the remix like as she opens up the show or something, like comes in on the remix, like, and then leaves on the big real one, yeah, the original.
Of course.
But
yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. I don't know how she would play. I mean, of course, she could put it on a newer set, and like, I don't know if it was on the 25th anniversary or not, but I do remember it being on Greatest Hits. That was my first full Mariah album that I bought, actually. So I remember listening to the remix more often than not when I was, a baby lamb. Wow. Yeah, that took me back, but I think she could. I don't know. I remember, it reminds me of the, there's six of them and all of that, because there's so many different All I Want for Christmas music videos and moments and things of that nature. But this one does kind of get slept on a little bit.
A lot. Unless you're really... like involved with the Lamely or a lamb yourself, like from a personal point of view, as well as, you know, discussing it with people, this really does get slept on. Like your general public or your number one mainstream songs from Mariah fans are not conscious with this song, you know? Again, if nobody else has heard this, that's listened to this podcast right now, please go and have a listen. You could either love it or hate it at first. I feel like that's always the first approach. You either love it or hate it. But then you're going to come round and be like, you know what? It is actually something different for a really good song. And this is exactly what Mariah is all about. And so it serves the purpose that it needs, really. So I feel like she definitely needs to use this more.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and not just
I think she's shown
together with a load of other Lost songs like that are on this list, like she did with the 25th anniversary. She needs to really shine a light under its ass and let it take off, basically.
I don't know if this one helps contribute to the original going number one or not.
It might not.
I feel like that's probably why she would push it or not, probably, right? She probably doesn't want people getting too hooked on one that's not giving her the numbers, you know what I mean?
True, but All I Want for Christmas Is You, the regular version, will always happen every single Christmas. The same way that Step Into Christmas by Elton John happened, you know? It's always going to be there. It's always going to be on rotation, on repeat, on whatever you want to call it. There's only going to be a certain amount of people, a percentage, that really, like, catch on with this. But it's for me, it's more about creating more awareness of those songs, especially this song and this remix. And it's getting that awareness, getting more numbers, just not necessarily for record sales or number ones, but just getting more people to hear it and appreciate how she works on her songs, you know? We all know the Honey remix. We all know the Heartbreaker remix. We all know the We Belong Together remix. Everyone knows these songs. And if they don't, when they're played, they do know them. So they're just at the back of their mind. Whereas this one, I feel it hasn't reached any potential that it could have done. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like it needs that.
Maybe it has something to do with its giving Glitter era. You know, it was out in 2001.
Yeah.
Besides that video, it probably didn't get the most of a push.
True. And it's a cute video. I don't know. There's just something with this that needs to be done to, like, give it a bit more of a boost.
I think if we got another, like, cartoon Christmas special movie, I think they could utilize this, because just like in the other one, they gave us the sad All I Want for Christmas Is You. It could be, like, the montage of when they're, like, coming through and saving the town from the endless peril of not loving Christmas or whatever, you know, like, but I think we can move on to the next one, which I think is the epitome of Lost Christmas songs and the most on her own on this island. And she's Where Are You Christmas?
Where is the laughter you used to bring? Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing, I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too?
Which I want to know where she is too.
Yeah, so. Like, we're not getting on that boat until we find her. I honestly, and I feel bad saying this, and I still feel a little bit 50-50, but I do honestly feel at the back of my mind, in my heart of hearts, we will never get this.
I still have hope that there's a Lover Boy Firecracker demo version of Where Are You Christmas? You know what I mean? Like, she's in the book, she's in the vault in there, you know, because I swear Faith Hill got to hear that demo, and that's how we got, it sounds just like a Mariah bridge. But like, she literally, I know she heard that demo. I know she heard Mariah singing it somewhere, somehow. Like, there's so much Mariah in that studio recording. Like, there's so much in there. I feel it. I really do.
Yeah.
And I would literally freak out to get a Mariah, because I know I just imagine it is in the Rainbow era, like 1999, 98 or whatever vocals. And it's like lighter.
Out here on my own kind of vocals.
Out here on my own, but she can still take it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is that one song. I don't know if it's giving Rarities Part 2, or I don't know if it's giving Merry Christmas 30, but please, we got our live performances of Miss You Most, you know, like, this is the one other thing that I feel like Lambs are begging her for, is at least perform it, at least re-record it. I don't know.
Extended mix.
But I hope and pray that one day we will find Where Are You Christmas. Why can't I find her?
Why can't she find it? I know. I would love. She must have it. She has to have it. What, did she just go in there and sing it for Faith? Faith? I don't know what she called. I keep going to say Faith Evans. It's totally not Faith Evans. But this Faith creature, she
has Faith Hill.
At one. She has a nice voice. But her voice, there was that Pearl Harbor song that was played everywhere for like a year. And then it disappeared. Like, her voice isn't that great that she can interpret the lyrics or a score sheet. I mean, maybe a score sheet. But like... into a song like that. Like, I mean, the song that Faith Hill is singing is not giving too much Mariah, but, you know, it goes to a place and lyrically...
Where Are You Christmas? You can hear it in there, though. You can hear that Mariah trying to escape in there.
Yeah, not from Faith Hill, but an interpretation almost that Faith Hill is trying to take it to the same place as what she's heard. And...
Yes, yes. There is something,
yeah,
and it comes out in that bridge, like, yeah, it really does.
I like listening to the song because of the Grinch, but I also like listening to the song mainly because Mariah wrote it, and I've always known that Mariah wrote it. Yeah, it's one of those, I don't even know what to compare it to. It's one of those things where you think, this is such a shame.
It's like slipping away, but we never even got to hear it. All it's like Lover Boy Firecracker if it never got released.
Exactly. That's what, you know, say. Yeah.
Though. It's like Miss You Most at Christmas if she never got performed, you know, like it's giving that kind of moment where, please, the Mariah gods, like, one day, you know, hopefully, please.
We're talking about Christmas songs that we've not heard. We're going to end on a little bit of a somber moment. And any lambs or anyone that was following Mariah last year will have heard... It was kind of, I think it was an Apple interview. I can't remember what the interview was, or it was with a magazine. I can't remember, but there's a recorded version of her talking, and she says something about recording Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder. Anyone that remembers, or anybody has it, I don't know, on the phone or saved or whatever, written down, or, you know, please let us know. But as far as I'm aware, there wasn't really a timestamp on what she said or when she said this was recorded. She just said that she did record it. So this could be any time, really. Either it could be any time in the 90s, unless she's given a time frame. So please let us know. But like, Someday at Christmas by Stevie Wonder.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free.
I had heard this song before. It wasn't really anything that stuck in my mind. Again, when you listen to the song now, knowing that Mariah Carey had attempted it, like, we don't even know if it was finished or what, but, you know, it got to a certain point and then it wasn't used. I feel with this, I could hear Mariah through it.
But what's the other Christmas song we wanted her to do on the tour? There was This Christmas, and then wasn't it another Stevie Wonder song?
What Christmas Means to Me, My Love.
Isn't that Stevie Wonder who does that? Who does that?
CeeLo Green's made it famous. I don't know who did it before him.
Really? CeeLo Green did that? Yeah. So that's what I was thinking. Like, I think that she should do that one over this one. If I think Someday at Christmas is a beautiful song, and I do love it, but I think we should go with what we went on the tour, Dream Setlist tour. And I think she needs to drag out What Christmas Means to Me and do that one, because I feel like, I mean, both of those would be good.
Yeah.
And we know she loves Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
But she did talk about it in her interview. And I believe she even talked about What Christmas Means to Me.
Really?
No, I don't know. I think I'm... I think no, we're talking...
I'm going to take it away.
I don't know, girl.
Anyone who's not listened to our MC3, which is Merry Christmas 3. So basically, it's our third Mariah Carey Christmas album track listing, like that we came
up. Concept.
Yeah, concept. It's obviously not happened yet, even though we now know there's 10 songs. Maybe she's listened. Maybe she's going to do it. Delusional land moment. But like, we mentioned a few songs in there. I think we did include Some Day at Christmas because of that interview. And we did.
I think it was the other one.
It was both. Because
This Christmas.
And What Christmas Means to Me, because I feel the way that, because the reason that I brought it up last year is because I felt that CeeLo Green, the way he sings it, I could hear Mariah Carey's voice singing that song. And at the time I said, there's been no female that I knew of, female recording of it. And then I found that En Vogue, the girl group, did a cover of it. And it's really nice.
I'm pretty sure Ciara did a cover of it too.
Okay, you guys, so that was our little catch-up moment / Island of Lost Christmas songs. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Yeah, great things to come. The Barbies. Oh, Mariah starts the tour soon. I think tomorrow as well. I'm going to the show soon, but I want it to be a surprise and we'll review it on here, of course. And then we can talk about it. So yeah, make sure to like, share, review, and subscribe. And follow us on Instagram @TheObsessedPodcast.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.